Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, look at that. I jumped the gun just a little bit. Good morning to one and all. It is the 11th of June, 2020, a Thursday, about 9 o'clock. Got off to a kind of a short start. I do apologize. We are on the air live every day, 9 o'clock. Sometimes we might do a one-hour show. Sometimes we might do a two-hour show. But I am Amos A. Dunn, the incognito, the black fact checker. And I am here to simply tell you how the day is going. Let me tell you, folks, we've had an interesting morning. The news has been one of shock and awe as more and more instances of police abuse, police murder at the hands black people being murdered at the hands of these racist police officers. We've got some other news. Trump planning a rally of all places in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and of all days, Juneteenth. So we remember the Tulsa business community, the African American business community in 1921. Decimated by a racist white mob. I think the first time that dynamite was thrown from a plane to put down that incident involved black businesses being bombed by angry, jealous white people. Did not like to see black people with anything that even resembled success, on par and on a level with them. Again, this is Amos A. Nunn, the incognito, the black fact checker, coming at you from an undisclosed location somewhere deep in the United States of America. I keep it anonymous, thus the play on the name Amos A. Nunn. Because, you know, being as outspoken as I am, being as fact heavy as I am, you know, people might try to target me or my family, folks that work with us. So we keep it 100% in incognito here. We keep it as anonymous as possible. But welcome to the show. It'll be a two-hour special today, as best I'm able. I am on Twitter, I am on Facebook, I am on YouTube, I am on Pinterest, I am on Instagram, Tumblr, you name it, we have it. We took the hiatus to make sure that we covered all the bases, all of the social media bases, making sure that we reached each and every one of you. Feel free to call me. My call-in number, 319-527-6069, as we come at you from the Blog Talk Radio Network. Again, this is Amos A. Nunn. The topic today, we're going to delve into the topic of the need to separate from both the reach and the hearing of those who aren't ADOS. Now, I know that topic may cover a wide range of subjects. I understand, as I mute my phone, I understand that there are a lot of reasons that we need to maintain a distance. There are a lot of reasons that we need to gather amongst ourselves and create a strategy as we wait for future events to unfold. And again, this not being a religious program, I don't delve into religiosity. I have a faith, a spiritual belief. I believe that people's spiritual belief and faith, their relationship with the Creator, Most High, is personal. It's one-on-one, has nothing to do with anyone else. It's your business. So I don't promote too much religiosity on the show. However, I do expect a few things to occur in the coming months and weeks, perhaps maybe years, involving us, ADOS, American Descendants of Slaves. We are going through a gambit of occurrences. My sources are The Root, The Griot, BuzzFeed, Newsbreak, Raw Story, Scanner News. These are just a few of the things we look into. Today, our subject, why we feel, why we promote on this program a need to separate from the society that is not us. Folks, if you if you've been living under a rock and haven't turned on the news, the reasons for separation, the reasons for removal of our presence is self-evident. This is not a country where we are welcome. Now, I say that with a caveat, because if we kowtow and if we coon and if we lick and step and fetch it and lick the boots of our oppressors, of course, then you have a modicum of being welcome, being more or less tolerated, and perhaps with some degree of success in this country. However, if you face this country's history squarely, look at it for what it is and not what we hope it to be, we can see this country was founded on white supremacy. And it was based, it's entrenched in white male dominance and black oppression, if we want to throw those things hand in hand. That's how this country was built. Why do we need to separate? Well, we need to separate so that we have a chance to correct some of the mistakes made in being here, and perhaps our counterparts, our white brethren, may have the tenacity to correct some of the attitudes of their brethren that continue to march the line of white supremacy up and down this country's streets. The KKK being the most terroristic group of individuals on the planet, working with impunity within the United States, terrorizing black people, particularly in the 20s and 30s. And this this organization exists today, unfettered, unmonitored. Well, let's not say unmonitored, but at least unfettered and untethered. The ranks of the police, ranks of the police departments are full of white supremacists that are a part of the Ku Klux Klan, a democratic Christian organization that claims white supremacy at any cost. This group is walking around this country like it's free. And you ask why we need to separate. Because, well, you can't tell who's who now. I mean, you used to be able to tell, but now they have it so, you know, under wraps, So incognito, if you will, we're unable to see, you know, their signs, their symbols, holding up the white power sign in photographs, you know, expressing their need to kill and harm anyone that doesn't look like them, you know. And what bothers me is that these same police officers, though armed, walk around scared, frightened of anything that doesn't look white. So, yeah, there's a reason to separate. There's a reason to keep your distance. And, you know, we say that only in relation to how well you're able to do it, both mentally and physically, spiritually, emotionally. These folks are no good for us. Let's just go there. Their white guilt, their nonsensical notions of supremacy, and the need to be in our business controlling the narrative is something that we as a people, as a nation within a nation, can do without. They've contributed as much as I'll tolerate. And I believe that we should tolerate no more. They're not, in my estimation, good for us. And so we must remove ourselves from their presence, create our own communities, and sheriff our own communities. And I don't say police. I say sheriff our own communities. You know, give us the means, and if you don't give us the means, allow us to create those means to get the hell away from you. For God's sakes, even some of you that mean good are doing more damage than you can imagine. In some instances, it's just best to kind of mind your business and let others work out what needs to be worked out. But don't want to digress. I see the examples of why we as a group need to kind of recess and gather amongst ourselves and create a strategy that benefits our improvement while we wait for history to unfold. Caveat that. I don't have much faith in human beings, whether black or white or any other color, to bring about any real lasting change. Again, not a religious show, but I know that it's peaking. I know that you can see my affinity toward a better way of doing things that doesn't involve human rule. That's another show. Why do we separate? Well, look at the examples that they give us and how they receive us. Just understand, it's hard to make a white person understand that when we talk about white privilege, we don't mean that somehow your life hasn't been hard. It means that your skin color isn't one of the things making your life harder. And that, my friends, is it in a nutshell. We have an obligation to protect ourselves, to look out for one another. We have been doing a poor job of that, and I think, you know, not too many can disagree with that. We've been influenced. The curve has been set by those that don't have our interests at heart. I think back to the war on drugs that the Nixon administration decided to put upon the black community. Recently, it's come to light that all of that was a lie. All of that was nonsense. It was all designed to quell and oppress the black community. This is your country. This is where we live. We're not welcome here. And they make it evident every single day we exist. Now, the globe, the world, seems to understand the meaning of Black Lives Matter. They seem to have quite a few worldwide demonstrations and protests. But I've seen it before. See, that's the problem. And in my mind, insanity is doing the same thing over and over, expecting different results. I've seen the marches before. I mean, I'm an older person. I've seen the marches of the 60s. I've seen how black people have put themselves in harm's way to try to achieve the American dream, if you will. This has more or less been an American nightmare for black Americans living amongst those that don't want to see us progress because it threatens their status quo. And so while with one mouth they say to pull you up by your bootstraps, with another mouth and behind closed doors, they ensure that you will make only so much progress that it does not impede on their power and their grip on power. This country is not the best and most ideal place for black people. Never has been. And so, we must separate. First principle of the agenda. And as you know, here on this program, we promote the agenda, the acronym, the Association of Geographically Enslaved Negro Descendants of the Americas. And that encompasses all who are descendants of slaves in this country and in the Americas and around the world. Because it seems, it appears, that we have the spotlight on us. I mean, this indiscriminate group of powerless, more or less people, being downtrodden, oppressed, and brutalized by its own government. And somehow, when we're murdered, especially when it's a high-profile murder, the world seems to go on edge. No one seems to really inspect that dynamic. But again, I've seen it. I've seen it over and over again. Black man gets killed, marches and protests, maybe even riots. Then it all dies down. We're all back to the way things were. And then it happens again, and the cycle repeats itself. And so, on the sidelines, looking at all of this, it's been determined that maybe the best course of action is a different course of action, not one that begs us repeating the same steps that go nowhere, except in a circle. We're going to go right back to where we were. Complacency, police brutalizing black men and women, murdering them for traffic stops and sitting in their car and, you know, standing in their grandmother's backyard. This is why they murder us. They murder us because they can. They murder us because they want to. More importantly, they murder us because they're frightened. They're scared. Cowards carrying weapons. And that, my friend, is what we are faced with in our communities. Policing our communities with frightened cowards carrying weapons. And you wonder why I promote exiting from their presence at all costs. When we talk about getting away from both their reach and their hearing, what do I mean? Well, pretty simple, really. We want to get out of their reach. We don't want them to be able to lay hands on us. So I'm suggesting that we do everything we can to be any place that they are not. And if that means we need to create our own communities, if that means we need to gather amongst ourselves in a private setting, controlled environment that promises the safety and security of being around folks that look like you. There's nothing wrong with that. Let me tell you something. Day before yesterday, I was looking at TV, and I just happened to come across something. It's a motocross on one of these cable channels. Motocross. Let me explain something to you. These folks have activities that they put together that are exclusionary of people of color. That's one of those things. I looked in that audience, and a sea of white faces looking as comfortable as all outdoors. If they can gather to themselves and keep to themselves and enjoy the security of being around themselves, why can't we? Because they create well-to-do environments, communities, that give and afford that opportunity, that allow them to be amongst themselves, and not a speck of black person in their ranks. And there are communities like that throughout this country. We're only 12-13% of this population. And so why not give the opportunity, allow us the opportunity to do the same thing? Why not create a movement, call it the agenda, call it the agenda community, create that community, and let's get at it. Let's get at correcting our own issues, our own problems amongst ourselves. Let's educate ourselves without the impediment, without the influence of those ancestors who enslaved us. Why are we going to them for our knowledge? Our knowledge is free and available. You just have to seek it out. I want a community devoid of that influence. While we wait to see what happens, while we wait to see history unfold. That's why we separate. And when I say both reach and hearing, here's what I mean. You know, you think about these secret societies that these folks have, these skull and bones. I don't know if Illuminati is real, but I understand that it is. You know, you got all these different, the Masons, all these societies, all these white faces, and they gather together amongst each other, and they create strategies, plans, and plan for the future, and ensure their existence through wealth transfer and all of these different things. These are things that we can do as well. Out of their reach and hearing. Real simple. They don't need to know what we think. They don't need to know what we say. And they don't need to know what we're doing. What they need to do is mind their business and go take care of their white racist brethren who are determined to live the same status quo that's been around for centuries, that's obviously coming to some kind of head. There's a change afoot. Earth seems agitated. Perhaps we should prepare ourselves. First step in doing that is gathering to ourselves. And if I have to say it, I will, to the exclusion of people that don't look like us and don't share our history. And why do I say that? Because they do the same damned thing. Proudly. Italian heritage, Scottish heritage, Irish heritage, Polish heritage, you know, German heritage. Gather amongst themselves and they talk about how great their heritage is. What do we do? This is why it's important that we separate. Desegregation was the worst disaster that could have ever occurred to blacks in this country. When we decided to integrate, we murdered any chance we had of advancement planned. It was better to be separate. It was better to be separate. We were more refined, more respectable, more decent toward one another. Removing the black father from the head of the family through imprisonment. Allowing black mothers to go on welfare freely. Encouraging them, in fact, to go on welfare. Making it nearly impossible to be on welfare if you had a husband. So if you had a husband in the 60s and 70s as a black woman, you weren't able to be on welfare. So the encouragement was to rid yourself of the black male. See, that dynamic is what they're most afraid of, the black family dynamic, the male, the female, the child, because it threatens their dynamic, the white child, the white male, and the white female. And they're so frightened of being overrun, overtaken, that they'll do anything to oppress possibility. And that, my friends, is a fact. I'm Amos A. Nunn, the Incognegro, the Black Fact Checker, on the air, on Blog Talk Radio. The call-in number, 319-527-6069. This is an hour and a half left in the show. And today's topic, we're going to delve into the topic, the need to separate from both the reach and hearing of those who aren't ADOS. The need to separate from both the reach and hearing of those who aren't ADOS. Look, folks, we share a unique history, each of us. As American descendants of slaves, we share a common history that is unique to us and only us. We are an endangered species in this country. And it's so odd that, you know, again, the topic, why should we separate? Let me give you this example. Anywhere else on this planet, a group of people, either a country, a group, that decides they want to rise up and fight their oppression, any country in the world, the United States and other countries, back that group that wants to self-govern, wants democracy, wants freedom, wants the things that the United States claims to offer. But the moment black people in this country stand up and demand that same kind of opportunity, they try to oppress it. They criminalize it. They try to call it thugism and riots. When you do us wrong, when you put your knee on our neck and take our life and we decide to act out, suddenly we're the bad people, not you're the people that killed us. And that, to me, is another reason thrown into the bucket of why we need to remove ourselves from both the reach and hearing of people who are not ADOS. It's not difficult to do. A lot of people tell me, well, Doug, you know, I'm around them all day. How can I avoid them? Real simple. There's a technique to it, and you've got to be real tactful because, as I've found, and I know, and I'm sure if any of you have tried it, you know, worst thing you can do to any Caucasian in this country is ignore them. They hate it, especially publicly. It gets them real violent. So my suggestion, you don't have to interact. You have to speak. You can be cordial. You can be polite. I'm not talking about, you know, gathering arms. I'm not talking about being disrespectful. I'm talking about making it understood that you choose to be choicy about your associations. Because here's the issue. These same people that smile in your face, you don't know what they're doing online. A few days ago, guy's doing something online, using a camera. He's using all kind of racial epithets. Now he's online apologizing. Got business owners owning companies. They get online, same thing, go on some racist rant. Nigger this, nigger that, nigger every N-word in the world. You know, they hide it so well. They hide it. They are professionals at hiding their true sentiment. And most walk around with the sentiment of superiority. And that is another reason to separate, because you have to consider the person that walks around with the sense of superiority rolling in their head has an inferiority complex that can be quite dangerous. And that's the truth. I mean, don't be fooled. If Caucasians were truly superior, they wouldn't have to hide so many truths, distort so many facts, perpetuate so many lies, and work so hard to handicap those whom they claim are inferior. And that's a quote from Franklin Jones. So that's another reason that we must separate from these folks, because most walk around with that thought in their mind that they are somehow superior to black people. And that comes from an inferiority complex. At no point in time have you seen black people claim superiority over white people and try to exercise that superiority. Any that do, in my estimation, are foolish. Or jumping the gun. Another show. Don't worry about that. The bottom line is, history is unfolding, and we must do something. We must prepare ourselves for what's to come. And that in itself is another reason, a necessity, a need to separate. Now listen, folks, I'm not talking about, you know, malice. I'm not talking about anger. I'm not talking about confrontation or conflict. You know, this isn't something that should upset or anger anyone. This is a step of necessity, a step of self-preservation. It is obvious that these folks have no care or compulsion. They will kill us at will. And we can march, we can riot, we can protest, and they'll still kill us. So the only way that we can be assured our safety is to be somewhere else, to avoid contact at all costs. And that, I mean, it takes time, it takes skill, it takes a little bit of, you know, a little tact. But expecting that our marches, expecting that the Black Lives Matter movement or Antifa or any of these other folks that go out and, you know, march and protest, if you think that you marching in a street is going to change the mind of some racist cracker sitting in his house surrounded by Confederate flags, you are highly mistaken. They don't give a fuck about you marching. They don't care about your protests. And they don't really give a damn about you rioting and tearing up your own neighborhoods. That racist sentiment is entrenched through generational use and indoctrination. This is in their DNA. And the disconnect comes when that sense of superiority is shattered by reality. I want you to imagine that you being told as you grow up your entire life that you're better than. Every time you wake up in the morning, you're a little princess. You're a little fucking angel. Every time you wake up in the morning, they tell you how special you are. Motherfucker, you ain't special. Ain't nobody special. You live, you die, you go. So when you're raised being told that you're special, and the reason you're special is because of your skin color. Well, I mean, so you grow up and now you walk around with that sentiment. You wear that attitude. And one day you come across somebody that knows that attitude is not right and busts you in your motherfucking mouth. And now suddenly you got an attitude because you expressed this air of superiority and somebody didn't teach you that you're not superior to anybody. Another reason to separate from them, because that's what most of them walk around with, that sense in their mind that they are somehow better than. That's what we fight every day. Coupled with that better than sense, we have to combat the less than thought when it comes to us. It's how it's easy for them to kill us. Because they got in their mind, somebody is entrenched in their twisted minds and taught them somehow they are not only better than us, but we are somehow less than them. And that's where the problem comes when it comes to taking the life of Black people in this country. You've got to consider, Black people built this country, forced to do so with no reward, did so for about 250 years, and then emancipation came, and we were released into the wild. We weren't free. We were released into the wild, given no opportunity, no land, no education, no money, no nothing. Nothing for our 200 and some odd years of working for free in this fucking country for these fucking lazy pieces of fucking shit. So now they get a war about it. They kill up each other, and they abolish slavery. They release us into the wild. Now we're released. Suddenly, shortly thereafter, a plan came about to have immigrants just flood the United States. In the early 1900s, late 1800s, immigrants, Italian, Polish, just flooding the United States. And when they got here, they were given the opportunity to obtain land, given land grants. You know, these folks just coming off the boat, fill out the right paperwork, go out west, be there just in the right place, right time, and suddenly you own 40,000 acres of U.S. property, overlooking the fact that the Black people that worked in this country hundreds of years prior, given nothing. So now what you see is that entrenched better than and less than attitude come into play. When you've got immigrants come to this country and see Black people who have been here well before them getting opportunities that Black people were not getting, it puts in their mind, well, we must be better than them because they were already here and they're not giving them any land. Why do we need to separate from these people? Are you serious? No one needs to answer that question with any real effort. Fact of the matter is, country wasn't built for us. The only way that we're going to get anything out of the area we're in is to take action. And that action involves removing ourselves, gathering our own communities, spending our own money, our own building our own schools, our own higher education, education, higher degrees of education, all of the things that they do. We need the opportunity, and we need to take the opportunity to do those things, separate and apart from them. Absolutely. I don't know if it's true. I believe that it may be. But we do well when we're unmolested. We absolutely do. We thrive. Black people learn differently. Black people respond differently. We are not the same. That's the real issue. You know, and another reason, we're talking about reasons to separate. It's another reason. We're not the same. People try to say that all people are the same. That's not true. It's just not. Okay. In fact, if we played into that, we could look genetically and see that all people are not the same. And let's look at it scientifically. White skin, blue eyes, blonde hair, all recessive genetic traits. Black skin, curly hair, brown eyes, all dominant genetic traits. That doesn't make anybody better or worse, just the way it is. But really what differentiates us is our bone marrow. Bone marrow transplants cannot be done between black and white. There is a difference. We are not the same. And that is just proven. Now, does this mean we need to separate from these folks? Well, in this respect, yes, because our differences is what has them acting out. When you are attacked by a white man because you're playing music in your neighborhood at your place of business, and this man decides that the music you play irritates him to the point that he gets into a physical altercation, that's a problem. There's a problem. These folks have problems. And any problems that we have, and we do, we got from them. Another reason to separate. Like I said, folks, it's going to be just the show about the need to separate from both the reach and hearing of those who aren't ADOS. I'm Amos A. Nunn. I am the Incognegro, the Black Fact Checker, podcasting from an undisclosed location somewhere deep in the United States, a captive, a released captive in this country, held here against my will. And you know what? I'm not leaving because you're going to have to give me money on my way out. Pay for my freaking problems. You're going to pay for my inconvenience. It's going to cost you a lot of money. Plus, my ancestors helped build this place. I ain't going fucking nowhere. What I'm going to do is I'm going to build my own community. I'm going to gather amongst myself, with myself, my folks. And we're going to plan a strategy of our own. Involves survival, avoidance, education, and a commitment to do no harm to each other. That's what the agenda, and that's what the agenda community is about, and I am happy to bring it to you. Call me, 319-527-6069. I know this is it's a new endeavor. We're kind of restarting this whole thing, and I appreciate the support by folks on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, all these different platforms. I appreciate your support. We're going to try to take this as far as we can. We're going to try our best to stay as anonymous as possible, as incognito as possible, only because, you know, I'm going to say things that a lot of you might be thinking. I'm going to say things that are going to piss people off, black and white. And I'm going to say it loud and proud. And the fact of the matter is, if it's not being said, then we have no excuse and we can't complain. If you don't have at least a solution, I'm not for complaining without solution. That's why I do this. I do this because I'm pissed off. I do this because I read the news, I look at the news, I read everything, and I see, I'm getting a general picture. I'm getting an overall view. It's coming into focus. And what I'm discovering is that my earlier life in this country, that entire life, has been a constructed and well-orchestrated lie. You know, United States, this isn't the home of the free and the land of the fucking brave. This isn't, this isn't a place where everybody has equal rights and equal opportunity. This is not that fucking place. Not for black people here. That might be a place for immigrants who come with a lot of money, maybe become models and marry rich white men. The dream of America seems evident to them. But the nightmare of America that black people have been living since 1619 or so is one of death, destruction, rape, torture, murder, lynchings. I mean, and the list goes on. And this white supremacist attitude, oh my goodness, it predates the United States. For some reason, this notion of white supremacy has been a fostered idea for centuries. I don't know why and where it comes from. Why do you feel the need to be superior? And don't you understand the psychology of that, and that it comes from a feeling of inferiority? That's the reason white supremacists exist. They got little dicks. Well, something's going on. Something's happening with them. That's another show. We're here to talk about the need to separate from both the reach and hearing of those who aren't ADOS. And again, reach out to me on Twitter, reach out to me on Facebook, reach out to me on Patreon. You know, for God's sake, you know, if you have some additive ideas that will contribute to the mission is only survival. I want you to understand that. I want everybody to be playing on this whole mission. The agenda community, Amos ain't none. You know, this is all just for survival. That's what this is about. We're just trying to survive. We have to have, you know, folks survive history and coming events. This isn't about building some utopian society on the edge of Never Never Land. I'm not talking about that. All I'm talking about is removing ourselves so that we stop getting killed by police, so that we stop getting murdered by each other. Because the first order of business in this community is the third principle of do no harm. You can be angry, you can be upset, you can be mad, but you can't put your hands, you can't do physical harm to any person in the community. Once we have a lock on those three things, separate, educate, do no harm, at least we'll be prepared at that point for whatever comes next. And that's the point of the agenda. That's the point of Amos A. Nunn and the Amos A. Nunn Show. Folks, it's getting real, getting realer and realer as time goes on. The news isn't getting any better. This COVID-19 thing seems like it's having an uptick, upward swing. A lot of things are in the news. And also, looks like Ice Cube may be awake. I'm going to ask him to come on the show at some point, see if he wants to be a guest. But he seems to come fully awake, and he's spitting knowledge on Twitter and other places, Instagram. You know, folks, listen. You know who I say that we are. You've heard my other podcasts. It's why I think it important that we take the initiative and the steps necessary to preserve our existence. They're not going to do it for us. I will tell you that right now. They're not going to do it. If they outlaw the KKK, I think everybody knows there's a petition going around to make the KKK an illegal organization. You know what they would have to do? How many cops would have to be arrested and fired and all these different things? And then they'd go underground. We'd have the Ku Klux Klan underground. I don't know that they'd be less dangerous or more dangerous if they outlawed the KKK. I don't know. You know, they're already bankrupt, a bunch of losers. I don't understand it. You've had this organization around for 100 years or so. How do you bankrupt it and still have it in existence? Why do we need to separate? There are a myriad of reasons why we need to remove ourselves and protect ourselves and our children and our women, because they're killing us indiscriminately and without bias. They don't care. And what bothers me is I look at people march in the streets and talk on camera and scream and implore, and, you know, none of that matters. None of it. It's not going to make a bit of change in the minds of the people whose minds must be changed. Let me tell you what's going on. Black people cannot walk up to racist white people and change their mind about black people. That's not going to happen. Shit, white people can't walk up to racist white people and just change their mind. But they're going to have a better shot at changing their minds than we are. That's for sure. And while that's all happening, we need to be somewhere else. We need to stay out of their face, out of their reach, out of their area. They don't want you around them anyway. Recently had another Karen come up into a place of business and decide she was going to make the person behind the counter wait on her first while this brown person can get behind her. Pretended to be the manager of the store. All kind of stuff. I mean, folks, give me a break. What is it about? What is it? This chip on the shoulders of these white folks that walk around with this perceived authority, and I just don't understand where it comes from. And I mean, I can surmise it's an entrenched, learned, taught behavior passed down from generation to generation. You know. You get little white children being told by their white parents that they're better than black people, and black people ain't this and black people ain't that. And so they grow up and they tell their, and it's just a perpetuating cycle. We as black people aren't going to stop that cycle. Not going to happen. The best thing for us to do is get the fuck out of their way, protect ourselves at all costs, make it understood that we will protect ourselves at all costs, and back them the fuck off of us. I mean, that's really what's going on. You know, when we talk about separation, we're talking about doing it for a benefit of both parties. We need time to reset, regroup, make sure our shit's together. Maybe you could take the time to do the same thing. Either way, if we're over here and we're not bothering you, we expect you not to come over here and bother us. And if you do bother us, the penalty is going to be severe. That's the stand we need to take. We don't want to be around you if you don't want to be around us. But if you interfere or molest us in any way or threaten our existence in any way, we're going to take extreme action and teach you not to fuck with us anymore. That's why we need to separate. Because it gives good distance between both parties and gives you enough warning. That space is the warning. Don't fucking come over here bothering us. Leave us the fuck alone. That's real simple. Why is that such a big deal? Why can't you leave black people alone, white people? That's really the issue. Why the fuck can't you just leave us the fuck alone? Why do you always have to be in our face, in our business, with your fucking opinions? Why do we have to hear you? We're not interested. I'm not interested in what you think about black issues. I'm not interested in that. Only thing I'm interested in is you not putting your knee on our neck and leaving us the fuck alone. That's all we want. It's not about, you know what? It's not about payback, retribution, white guilt, all that shit. We don't care about any of that. What we want is not to be fucking hurt or killed. What we want is our children left the fuck alone by you. That's what we want. So why do we need to separate? It's real simple. We need to separate because you fucks have lost your fucking minds. And why should we simply remain an easy, ready-made, and available target for your, you know, for whatever goes on in your mind at any given point. We are the victims of white, just white privilege, white whim. Motherfucker want to call the cops on us. They call the cops on us. This chick in the park, dude's watching a bird. I mean, everybody's ready. Bird watching. Brother bird watching. Minding his business. This chick, he's filming this white woman. She has a dog with her. She makes the claim that she's going to call 911, tell them there's a black dude threatening her, and she feels threatened. She gets on the phone and goes into an act with her voice, making it quiver, making it, you know, all the things needed, things that they use in court to prove things happened. This chick did. Fortunately, the brother had the good sense of taping this heinous individual. This is the thing that we're up against. And that same white woman, I guarantee it, has grinned and cheesed in the faces of black people her whole fucking life. No, fuck you. Stay the fuck out of our face. You're not even real. You lie when the truth will do. So, no, I don't need to hear from you. I don't need your sympathy. I don't need your opinion. I don't need your outlook. I don't need shit from you. All I need is your fucking absence. That's what we need from them right now. Why separate? Why separate? Look at the news. It'll tell you why we need to separate and keep separate. In slave times, there were breeding farms. There were breeding farms where they bred slaves to create more so they didn't have to go across the Atlantic and ship them in. These are just some of the humiliations that black people suffered. And what's interesting is every other group or race of people that has had suffering occur in their lineage, they get a compensation. Japanese internment camp victims, compensated. Jewish Holocaust survivors, compensated. Native Americans, compensated. Everybody's compensated, except us. And so, another reason to separate. Listen, man, look, it shouldn't take this much to get it across and through to us that what we've been doing since the 60s, the 50s and 60s, has not been working. Doesn't take a rocket science to get this across. What's going on right now is not working. We have to do something different. We must. I'm Amos A. Nunn. I am the Black Fact Checker, the Incognegro. I want to thank you for listening today. I just realized that I want to keep it an hour show because I have limited time. I think we've covered the bases, and I think that we've talked enough about why people of color, ADOS in this country, and I mean, when I say people of color, ADOS, I mean that collectively. I'm only talking to ADOS. Need to separate from the dominant society hell-bent on destroying them, on controlling them, on having them under their knee, having their knee on their neck. That's how whites want us. And I'm, for one, I'm not for it. And I'm not about armed conflict. I will not foster or encourage it. No violence, no confrontation, nothing. Because first, foremost, it will lose. But more importantly, it's not worth it. There's an easier solution. It's called avoidance. The agenda, educate, separate, educate, do no harm. Visit my website. Hit me up on Twitter. Hit me up on Facebook. Donate to my Patreon account and also to the GoFundMe account we have. I do appreciate you guys listening. And I hope you guys have a wonderful rest of the week. We will see you here tomorrow. I am Amos A. Nunn, the Black Fact Checker. You have a great day.